From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with director Sarah Salazar Martin and Trevor Beatty about Bradley Theater Department's upcoming production, Dead Man's Cell Phone. Sarah and Trevor, welcome to Out and About.
Hi. Thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sarah, let's start with you. This show really has a fascinating and kind of peculiar premise to it. Can you walk us through the opening scene of it?
Yeah, it definitely is strange right from the beginning. You know that the world is not quite right. Things seem familiar, but definitely are a little off. So the play opens with a girl named Jean. She's sitting at a cafe, relatively empty, except for one man sitting at a cafe table opposite her. And he will not answer his cell phone, which is constantly ringing. And so she finally goes over to it and answers it and comes to realize, oh, this guy's dead. And then subsequently, the story kind of falls into place of her adventure taking on almost like a false identity, kind of living his life for him. So that's kind of how it starts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about the play is that as a result of this inciting incident, the character Jean gets drawn further and further into this man's life. And overall, is it fair to say that the play is kind of about how things like cell phones not only connect us and bring us together, but they also sort of have a tendency to silo us and drive us apart?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big part of the story is how that technology, it can be used as a tool to really connect us, bind us together, and foster relationship. But that's only if you use it well, if you use it properly, if you steward that tool well for the purpose of it. I think the problem comes in when that becomes a false identity. You know, how social media, cell phones, just technology connections in general can become a fantasy. They become a disillusionment of what real relationship actually is like, what real conversation is like, what real human spirit-to-spirit connection can actually be like. And that only comes if you are, you know, you're face-to-face, if you're living in the moment, if you are, you know, looking somebody in their eyes and saying, I see you, I hear you. So I think that is a big part of it for sure. It's both. It's both of those things.
Now, Trevor, you serve as the assistant director to the production, and you're also a theater major mm-hmm. at Bradley University. Yeah. So you can kind of put on two different hats.
Definitely. You could say that. As a major, you're required to do practicum at least 6 out of your 8 semesters. And so you have different assignments and you get to put what you're interested in. And over the course of the last year, I'd say I've gotten really interested in directing. It benefits the acting side of things, but it's also I find it more rewarding in a way to help that kind of process. And so I put assistant directing Dead Man's with Sarah up there on the top of my list. And fortunately, I was able to do it. And it's been a really excellent experience as far as strengthening my directing tools and what I can do in that sense.
You're also acting as the fight captain mm-hmm. of the production. And for those who don't spend a lot of time doing
sure.
theater, you know, if there is any sort of combat in a production, there's usually someone off stage mm-hmm. who's responsible for supervising that and
right.
making sure that the actors are safe. So it sounds like this is an opportunity for you to sort of add to your arsenal of skills and experiences.
Yeah. I've been in a number of shows over the last couple of years that have had fight choreography in it. And we have a great fight choreographer. His name is Justin First Strait, who's a Bradley grad that comes down from Chicago to choreograph for us. So I've gotten to know him over the years. And I worked with him on this when he came in and blocked everything and showed them the choreography. I was there watching to see how things worked. And so every night, every time we've run the scene, and now for every show, I'm there at the beginning of their call to walk them through the fight in slow motion, make sure that the muscle memory is still there so that when they get into the show in real time, they're not going to hurt each other, that they know what they're doing, they're going to hit their staging and where they need to be. Because safety is really the most important thing, more important than making it look like there's a good punch. That comes second, but both of those things come together. And it's another cool opportunity to have on this show.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that it is a fight-intensive show.
Right. No, it's not. But for even the smallest things, like we had him look at dropping a cell phone and how that looks. So even for working with props like that, it's always good to bring somebody in and look at the safest way to do that for our actors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah, this is a very relevant topic for a lot of students, as well as adults that use cell phones every day. But it's kind of wrapped in a lot of satire and comedy and a very quirky environment. What are maybe some of the challenges as a director to combine and maybe present some truths, but wrap them in those layers of comedy?
That's a really great question. I think, you know, it's kind of the golden rule of comedy that it's not funny if you're acknowledging that it's a joke. You know, you have to sell it as the actor themselves really has conviction and they believe 100% that what they're saying is truth and it means something to them. And then the audience, you know, they get to decide if that is funny. And I think that's just a real challenge because we all love the script. I think over the course of working on this show for about, I think, maybe a month or so, we've had a pretty short turnaround rehearsal schedule-wise. I think we all enjoy the script and know that there are these wonderful comedic, satirical moments, but we can't treat them like it's pure comedy, like it's straight up satire or slapstick. So maneuvering that really has to be based in truth, the truth of the circumstances of the actors and what they're experiencing and what they believe. And, you know, the audience then gets to decide. That's hilarious.
You know, the play is kind of a reminder of just how quickly and how thoroughly mobile communication has changed our lives, because the play itself is about 10 years old, but when it was written, the whole idea of a cell phone was still very much a new thing.
Right. Yeah, I think it's crazy because I've only taught here for about, I think this is the beginning or the ending of my 7th year teaching here, and I can even tell within that short amount of time how different my student populations have been, like my different classes, just how they interact with technology, how they use their cell phones, when they use their cell phones. And it's only been like 7-ish years. And that's crazy to me. Like even walking across the quad, it's like when I think about the difference between when I started, you know, back in the day to like now, it's like no one says hello when they pass each other. And you're lucky if you get to like make eye contact with somebody. And that's scary. I think that's legitimately scary that we're not, you know, fostering, I don't know, connection, you know, just saying, hi, good to see you. I don't know. This is a tangent, but it's like that's speaking to something deeper about how technology is affecting the way we connect with people.
In fairness, Trevor, you are a junior. Would you care to offer a rebuttal or do you mostly agree?
No, I think one thing that we talked about at the beginning of the rehearsal process is it seems like it's a greater issue for us nowadays with cell phones, but it's just the next thing in a line of things that is to blame for some of that disconnecting that we as humans do. There's a great quote in the play from Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, about people back then just traveling in carriages by themselves and not looking to connect with anyone. So I think there's a lot of things that this play touches on outside of technology, and it looks at why we connect as humans and why we don't connect as humans, I think. And I think there's some fear that plays into that for generations, for thousands of years. I think that's been the case. And this cell phone's just now heightened that because we can have those quote-unquote connections with people without looking at their faces. So it's even easier to have connections, but those connections tend to be weaker than they would have been. So
yeah, I think that's really good to point out because I think that also the heart of the matter is like intimacy, you know, that intimacy is a really vulnerable and like really scary thing for humans to embrace. And that is something that it's not just a current topic, but that's like part of our journey of just being humans.
And I have to ask, in the event that a cell phone goes off in the audience during this show, what do the actors do?
That's a good question.
It'd be really funny if she answered her phone and nobody was there. But I think at this point, a lot of them are just used to that happening. You know, I think every movie that I've gone to in the last 2 months, somebody's gotten a text or a call or something. So as performers, you kind of get used to it, or somebody under their breath like having a reaction to something you say or do. And so you tend to block it out. Sometimes it breaks you a little bit and you laugh on stage. But, it'll be interesting. This is the first time in a long time that I'll be able to sit in the audience and watch a show. I don't think there's been a show that I've been able to do that for at Bradley. So I think I've either been involved, like even High Fidelity, the first show my freshman year, I was operating the spotlight for that, so it wasn't quite the same. So it'll be cool to sit in the audience for once and go to the opening night of a show and not be performing in some aspect. So
that is cool.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Sarah Salazar-Martin and Trevor Beatty from the Bradley University Theater Department about their production of Dead Man's Cell Phone. It continues through March 4th at the Hartman Center Theater. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The Contemporary Arts Center will feature the blues band Rooster Alley tonight at the Live at the Five Spot concert series. Rooster Alley combines Delta, Chicago, and Texas-style blues with original songs. The performance starts at 5:30. For more information, call 674-6822. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.